If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? We're still here at PAX East 2024. I'm with Ted from Critical Reflex at the Yukio booth, and we're going to be talking about that wild, wild game that came out of nowhere that took social media by storm, Buckshot Roulette. Now, Ted, you work with the developer. So tell us a little bit, for people that aren't familiar with the game. I played it. I love it. I think it's amazing. Tell us a little bit about the game.
Yeah, so Buckshot Roulette is a, it's Russian roulette with a shotgun. I mean, that's basically the pitch. But there's a little bit more to it in terms of, like, story that's going on and this kind of world that Mike likes to create in all of his video games. And, you know, honestly, I think that... just trying to describe it as more than that is kind of doing it a disservice, because I think that the value is in the simplicity. There's a lot of detail to the game in terms of getting the vibe right and making it feel tense that it's kind of difficult to put into words without making an hour and a half breakdown video of it. Thank you, PyroCynical, and all the other fucking YouTubers that did that shit. Keep doing that. It's great. We love it. But yeah, I mean... I think that really, what really appeals to people about Buckshot is just the simplicity and design and how fun it is.
The thing that really struck me was the sound design, just how, like, visceral it was, especially when, you know, you get the buckshot and you lose your round. The art design is really cool. Solo dev.
Yeah.
What was his inspiration on creating the game? What was his thought process on that?
Well, you know, Mike does a lot of experimental little games that are really mechanically focused. And you're right about the sound design, because he does his own music and stuff like that. But what really, I think, is the most interesting about Mike, and you'll see this if you also play his previous game on Steam, Unsighted Horror, or any of his games on Itch, is that the attention to detail is really what makes it kind of rise above a lot of the imitators out there. Is that, you know, the way that the shotgun shakes when it's facing you, you know, that the way that the tension can build, and it's really, really, really difficult. Like, you can't... It's one of the things I always say is that it's really hard to teach vibes. You know, yeah. Like, you have to... Like, developers can feel it when they're making something that's really fucking cool. And so for Mike, you know, with a lot of the small projects that he was doing, I mean, this kind of just... It's not like... It's any indie dev out there can tell you, like, you don't plan to make a hit. What you do is you plan to make a cool game, and then you're pleasantly surprised that other people think it's cool too. And so, yeah, I would say that, you know, in terms of, you know, any kinds of inspiration, things like that, it would be a disservice to say, I mean, obviously, you know, Mike has inspiration from really, really quality developers. I mean, a lot of people have made the Inscription comparison because of the face kind of sitting apart across from you. Let's get in frame, make sure that we're good.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I would just, yeah, that would probably be the best answer.
And you're probably thinking, if you've never heard of the game, how do you play Russian roulette with a shotgun? Tell us a little bit about the gameplay loop and some of, like, the bonuses where you can get extra items and stuff.
Yeah, so the game has a couple modes and then other stuff that we haven't announced yet. So I'm trying to remember which is the stuff we've announced yet and not, because it's like behind the scenes on it. But, you know, basically, you sit across from a dealer and you have a certain amount of life. And the shotgun gets loaded with, at the beginning of the round, a certain number of blank shells and a certain number of live rounds that you can actually see when they go into the shotgun. So you kind of got to keep track of, you know, what the percentage chances are, kind of do that math in your head real quick. And I think that the simplicity of it is really what drives it home, because you're not having to do, like, you know, if it's two live, one blank, you know, it's pretty easy. Okay, two and three chance. It's not hard to figure out what the odds are, right? But at the same time, because of the use of the items, where like there's certain items that make it so that, you know, you skip your next turn, or your opponent skips their next turn, or you deal double damage, or you eject the current shell. There's like things that you can do to give you an advantage. And so sometimes, especially when you're at low life, gambling on like a 33% chance when you have the double damage to make it so that you could beat him first, you know, there's a lot of that in the game. And so I think that the core gameplay loop, I mean, it's simple, it's fun, and it kind of speaks for itself.
Absolutely. And then, like you said, you can't teach vibes. It oozes with vibes. It is super moody. I saw a screenshot of it and I was like, I'm sold. Mm-hmm. Checked it out. It's on Steam. You said there's some new content.
It's coming out on Steam on April 4th.
Okay.
Right, that's just on Inch.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's where we got it. So yeah. It's been a hell of a
no,
day.
Don't worry about it. I can't even keep track of half of our games if they're out or not, so don't even fucking worry about it.
So new content coming, wishlisted on Steam,
yeah.
And check out more from Critical Reflex.
Yeah, I mean, we got plenty of other titles, too. I personally manage the horror label, CR Channel, so we got a lot of really cool horror games coming out. If you're a horror game fan, we got Drowned Lake, Regular Home Renovation Simulator, Regular Home Renovation Simulator, Flawless Abbey, a couple of others we haven't announced yet. So, I mean, honestly, the vibe that we try to go for is just finding cool indie projects and just showing them to the world. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in that, you know, the games can speak for themselves and that, you know, the developers are really the main focus that anyone really cares about. So, you know, if you like good kind of developer-first kind of games that with a unique idea that, you know, the company that's not afraid to take a swing on something a little bit different, but, you know, also cares about gameplay and game design, then yeah, check out our games.
Yeah, absolutely. You heard it. So we'll see you for more stuff this PAX 24 weekend. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And we'll see you around.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks, Chad.
Yep.